The Michigan Republican Party gathered on Mackinac Island over the weekend, and if you heard about it, you probably heard about the big guest, Vice President Mike Pence. He brought a motorcade to the otherwise carless island. But the real news off the island is how the party faithful are feeling going into a presidential election year with President Donald Trump as their leader and a new way of drawing district lines on the horizon. One man on Mackinac Island for the conference was John Selleck, CEO of Harbor Strategic Public Affairs. John, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So conferences like these are designed to drum up enthusiasm for the party. What was the mood this year?
They are intended to do just that. And I think that's important to remember that. It's not a public-facing event. It's not meant to inform the public of what's going on. It is a decades-long traditional event for people to take a break from everything else they're doing, go out and see one of Michigan's crown jewels, Mackinac Island.
It's a pep rally.
And have some time to connect. It is a pep rally. And every pep rally is a little bit different. And this year is a little bit different in the sense that Michigan Republicans aren't fighting over who their presidential nominee be. And they're not, at this time, fighting over who their U.S. Senate nominee will be. That's probably John James. So in effect, what they had the ability to do is go up there. They're not having a, quote, civil war or a battle, and get focused on the general election for next year and get excited about that instead of a fight leading up to a fight with the Democrats.
And yet, Politico reports that the Trump reelection campaign is actually a bit worried about its chances of retaking Michigan in 2020. What was that concern being expressed at all on the island? Were there whispers of that as well?
Well, I think you could write that same headline every single election cycle. There's a reason they call us a purple state. We're red, we're blue, depending on the election cycle. And certainly the president won by the thinnest of margins, a little over 10,000 votes last time. Other people attributed that victory to Hillary Clinton and her failure to turn out and mobilize Michigan's urban centers. And those are questions for this election that are still up in the air because we don't know who President Trump's opponent will be. Right now, in a lot of polling, it shows that Joe Biden, if he were the nominee, would be leading by quite a bit. If he's not the nominee, a lot of polling shows that nearly all the other Democratic candidates are in a dead heat with the president within the margin of error, so to speak. And for the first time, as we watch Iowa, we see that Elizabeth Warren has passed Joe Biden in a poll there for the first time. So the Democrat side is really undecided. And that leaves the Republicans focused just on the fact that of their support on the president and his policies. And they're just sort of brooding for the fight. They're waiting to find out who are we taking on in round one.
John, you've worked for Republican officials for many years, including Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. That seems like a far cry from where the party is nationally. Do you think that those shifts are happening here in Michigan as well? Could you feel a difference in the way the party looks?
Well, one way to judge the conference is how many of your old friends and buddies that you've been through the wars with over the years, so to speak, are there. And frankly, I see all the same faces. They are Republicans. They've been Republicans their whole lives, and they're committed to the party. It would be silly to think that there aren't people who are attending who have that don't agree with the president on every single issue or have misgivings about the direction of the administration on some issues. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things are talked about. But overall, what you find at a meeting like this is the fear of what a progressive candidate would bring in the presidency, like putting in Medicaid for all or other ideas that are perceived to be radical there. It seemed to be more dangerous to the folks that show up at these meetings than anything that they might be concerned about with the current administration.
Well, I was going to say, is the fear more based in social and cultural change or in policy change?
Well, I definitely think, first and foremost, it's policy. Polling even shows today that even independent voters and some Democrats who have private health insurance now, which is not only key to your health, but your fiscal health, the idea that that could be taken away and fumbled off to the government in a way that might provide you with higher expenses and worse care is something that turns off a ton of voters. And that is a key policy issue that ruled the roost in 2018 healthcare, and we're seeing it come into 2020.
But on the other hand, Donald Trump has come in with policy shifts that have been incongruous to what has traditionally been Republican priority. For instance, putting tariffs in against China.
Sure. And you certainly find people who have disagreements with the president on those issues. But they've also seen the president, if you did an informal survey of folks that attended the meetings, you'd probably find that they agreed with him on cutting taxes. They agreed with him on standing up to and fighting China on trade policies and some of the international stance he's taken, for example, against Iran. So you'd still find a number of policy issues where people and the party still are agreeing with this president and see a turn to a socialist-based policy is a huge negative, one that would cause them to never leave the party that they've been a part of for a long time.
John, lastly, the state GOP is suing to change or stop how the new redistricting commission would work. What's the talk among party leaders and faithful about the future of the redistricting process? What are the major concerns?
I think there are concerns about the redistricting committee, about how many folks are automatically excluded from participating in it. Is that really fair? Is it too restrictive constitutionally? Those are fights that thankfully can be decided in the courts and not in an endless discussion on great shows like yours. But we can finally get an answer and then set the ground rules once and for all going into the elections.
John Selleck, CEO of Harbor Strategic Public Affairs, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.